This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 290 for Wednesday, March 2nd. ICE canola futures are lower on Wednesday as they follow a weaker Chicago soy complex. The May canola contract loses $18.60 at $1,061.30 per ton. The July contract gives up $11.50 at $1,038.10 per ton, while new crop November is down $6.70 at $8.84.50. After 2 days of very sharp upticks, the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil are attempting to correct. Meanwhile, European rapeseed is mostly higher. Global crude oil prices remain on the rise, providing support to edible oils. An analyst warns that steep losses in canola and other edible oils are very likely on their way as they are vastly overbought due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He says wheat and crude oil values will soon plummet as well. Another round of talks between Russia and Ukraine is thought to be pulling edible oil values lower. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 79.1 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 78.69. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two private sales of soybeans. One is for 266,000 tons to China, and the other is for 264,000 tons to unknown destinations. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says ethanol production for the week ending February 18th averaged 997,000 barrels per day. That's down 27,000 barrels per day from the previous week. Ethanol stocks lose 574,000 barrels at 24.83 million. StoneX is maintaining its call on Brazil corn production at 116.1 million tons. Meanwhile, StoneX is cutting 4.2% off of its forecast on Brazil's soybean production at 121.2 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Wednesday. The May contract falls 27 cents at $16.63 per bushel. May soy oil loses about a third of a cent at 75.87 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal drops $6.30 at $448 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower on Wednesday as the May contract dips a penny at $7.25 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker as the May contract sheds 20 cents at $6.56. The U.S. wheat complex continues to spike for the most part, with Chicago May up by its expanded limit of 75 cents at 10.59. Kansas City May jumps 72 cents at 10.75. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May is up 11 cents at 10.65. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 2nd. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.